This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Another SGMA lawsuit. Food safety during floods. USDA and EPA chiefs are teaming up. Water districts sue GSA over canal fix. Fryant Water Authority and the Arvin Edison Water Storage District filing a lawsuit against a neighboring groundwater sustainability agency over fixing the Fryant Kern Canal. The water agencies claim the Eastern Tule GSA breached a 2021 settlement agreement over subsistence impacts to the canal and interfered with the storage district's water deliveries. Overdrafting of the basin has led to subsidence damaging parts of the canal and reducing deliveries. The GSA had agreed to pay for the damage by levying penalties on overpumping. Yet the water providers claim the GSA repeatedly failed to follow through on the commitment, leading to further subsistence in the process. Fryant CEO Jason Phillips said that local control over managing the GSA is not working, undermining the important principle we all push for in the valley with SGMA. Edwin Kent, president of the Water Storage District's Board of Directors, charged that the GSA has taken the mitigation money and instead enriched the pockets of its landowners. Food safety resources for flooding. CDFA has added a new webpage with information on maintaining produce safety during floods. The Produce Safety Program said the update is designed to educate the agricultural community as the next wave of winter storms gets underway. CDFA plans to update the site as more resources become available. According to the department, flooding proposes a public health risk since it could contain sewage, chemicals, heavy metals, pathogenic microorganisms, and other contaminants. If the edible portion of a crop touches this water, the crop cannot enter the food supply. Risk posed by exposure to other parts of the plant, however, is less clear-cut. Regan joining Vilsack at Classic as SAF announcement looms. EPA Administrator Michael Regan is going to join Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at Commodity Classic in Houston March 1st. That's the day the Biden administration is supposed to announce its update of the GREET model that's used to measure the carbon intensity of biofuels. The update is critical to the ability of biofuel feedstocks to qualify for a new tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel. Ag Secretary Vilsack told the House Ag Committee last week the administration was on track to have the update ready March 1st. The secretary had said the update would account for the carbon reductions from climate-smart farming practices. An ethanol industry source says the key is how farming practices will be treated in the updated model. Commodity Classic, that's the annual meeting and trade show for the grain and oilseed sectors and ag equipment manufacturers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Texas Ag Chief ASPCA agree Congress should keep its hands off Prop 12. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's recent comments about the perils of California's Proposition 12 attracting opposition from some unusual bedfellows. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller last week criticized Vilsack that after he told the House Ag Committee that the Supreme Court decision upholding Prop 12 could spur other states to adopt similar laws restricting the sale of farm products produced by certain methods. He warned of chaos unless Congress addresses the issue. The secretary suggested that the federal government overturn the will of millions of voters is a betrayal to farmers, consumers, and animals alike, said Kara Shannon. She's ASPCA's Director of Farm Animal Welfare Policy. We cannot roll back decades of progress toward creating a more humane food system, and we urge Congress to reject any proposal that would jeopardize existing state and local animal welfare protections. Miller, meanwhile, wrote in The Hill to oppose the Ending Agriculture Trade Suppression Act, or EATS, which would prevent states from enacting sales restrictions affecting ag production methods in other states. While I don't agree with Prop 12, I'll defend to my dying day California's right to self-determination and any state's ability to use its constitutional authority as that state's citizens best see fit, Miller wrote. Vilsack keeps talking through protest. At USDA's annual Agriculture Outlook Forum, Secretary Vilsack faced face-to-face opposition from a protester who interrupted his keynote address to shout, quote, stop the bird flu bailout, stop funding animal agriculture. Two protesters were swiftly led out of the venue at the Crystal Gateway Marriott by facility staff without incident. Vilsack appeared unfazed, lauding freedom of speech and quipping that before the House Ag Committee the previous day, quote, I was told I didn't care about production agriculture, and now I'm being told that I care too much about it. USDA spent more than $1 billion to compensate farmers because of the two-year avian flu outbreak, a USDA spokesperson recently told the Food and Environment Reporting Network. Guacamole plant draws USMCA challenge. The Biden administration demanding Mexico review whether a guacamole producer is unfairly blocking workers from collective bargaining. In a request for review filed February 16th under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the administration says it's, quote, concerned that workers at the facility are being denied the right of free association and collective bargaining because the company has attempted to interfere with workers' union activities and to dominate or control. A Mexican union and union confederation had appealed to the administration to investigate their concerns. Under the USMCA, Mexico has 10 days from the filing of request to agree to conduct a review and 45 days to finish the review. The RV Fresh Foods plant is located in Europan in a city west of Mexico City. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's also National Do a Grouch a Favor Day, so I suggest almonds. That Assemblymember Jim Wood of Santa Rosa after recognizing California Almond Day on Friday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.